musical motivation,
inspiration,
and free.
It's In the Spirit with Out of Bondage Music Radio.
It's Olivia J.
That's right.
Don't go away. There's more great music to come on the all-new Out of Bondage Music Radio show. Visit us online at outofbondage.com.
It's Olivia J here with the all-new Out of Bondage Music Radio show. And I have on the line with me a gentleman who is absolutely funny. His name is John Feltz. And he is a comedian. He is from Northern Virginia and just outside of Washington, D.C. He has done quite a bit, but he is a comedian who does host a clean getaway comedy show. And he himself, he caters to audiences and speaks about good humor in great taste. And I have attended a couple of his comedy shows, and they have been absolutely funny. It's such a refreshing to be able to go to a show where you can take your entire family and not feel like you have to cover up their ears. So I have John on the line. John, are you there? We want to hear all about what you've got coming up again in wherever you're going to be. Hi, John. Welcome to Out of Bondage Radio show.
Hey, how's it going? Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's so great to be here.
It's so good to finally get a chance to speak with you. The last show that we attended of yours was a couple months ago. It was just hilarious. I mean, we just could not stop laughing. So tell us what you've got going on. I know that you've got something coming up on the 18th of August in Wilmington.
That's right. So this is our seventh clean getaway show. And these are shows, again, like you said, that you can bring your family to. You can be comfortable with your friends. It's not something that's going to make you feel odd or that you have to apologize for. It's just a really refreshing, great time. It's happening August 18th, and it's going to be a really, really, really funny time that you're going to enjoy a lot. I wanted to make sure that I could put on events that I could bring my family to if I wanted to, or with a group. In fact, I remember when I was younger, I told my dad that I wanted to be a comedian. I loved comedy so much, and he knew that I wasn't going to give it up. So he was able to take me to a clean comedy show, and it was just such an enjoyable thing to be able to be with him and enjoy that as a family and pursue that as a passion, you know, not on your own, but with people that you could, you know, have get behind you.
Yeah, well, tell us some of the headliners you've had. There was one guy that we saw that was just hilarious.
Oh my gosh. So I work hard to bring in only the best.
These are some local comedians, but most of them are national comedians that you're bringing in.
These are national touring headliners. So okay. I bring in some locals to kind of open the show and kick things off.
Okay.
But I need guys that can go a full 45 minutes to an hour and have a lot of experience. And I don't play around because I really care about my audience.
Yes.
I really care about the show, the content, the product. And so I search far and wide and I find only the best and top names to bring in. So it started out very small. So I had to find guys who were kind of coming through the area, coming through Raleigh, coming through Charlotte or Myrtle Beach, and said, listen, since you're at these spots, why don't you pop on over to Wilmington and come and do this? And I never expected it to grow to the size that it has now. Our last show sold out. It was our first sellout show.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one that we're having in about a week and a half, a fourth of the tickets are already gone.
Okay. So that means I have to get my ticket tonight, right? That means I better have my ticket right now.
We had to turn folks away. I never thought that would be a problem.
Oh, Lord. Now, you know, wait a minute. Pause. Now, you're telling me you had your last comedy show at a church. You had to turn people away. Now, you know the church is not supposed to turn people away. What's wrong with you, John?
I know. Let me tell you. It pained me. I asked for forgiveness. And I don't want that to happen again. So please get your tickets ahead
early.
Of time. You can get your tickets at cleangetawaycomedy.com. It's that easy. It's just www.cleangetawaycomedy.com.
Okay.
And there's a big ticket icon. It's super easy to get. And the tickets are cheap.
Yes,
they're easy to get and they're affordable. I know I sound rich, but I do not have a lot of money. And I wanted to produce events that anyone could go to if they wanted to. And so... And $10 is even still a lot of money to some folks. I know it is to me, but it's worth every penny. You're going to have a great time. And we didn't want to just have fun and do a show and pat ourselves on the back. We wanted our show to have a purpose, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we give a large portion of every show to the Open Gate Domestic Violence Shelter in Wilmington, North Carolina. So far, we've raised about $4,000, about $3,800 total.
That's
so just
awesome.
A little under $4,000. And we give a big portion every time, and we love being able to have that be a part of the show and be able to give a gift and not just have a great time, but have a great time with a purpose as well.
Well, it sounds good. And like I said, I've attended a couple of the shows and they are great. And I do anticipate attending this one as well. Now, you have comedian Dustin Nickerson.
That's correct.
And
Dustin Nickerson is, he's been on Kevin Hart's Heart of the City.
Mm-hmm.
He tours regularly with John Chris and Tim Hawkins. He does comedy clubs all over the country,
mm-hmm.
but he also does big theater shows as well with some larger, huge names. He's on the rise. We won't be able to afford him next time. we caught him right when he was on the rise and we could afford him. So you don't want to miss this. It's going to be an unforgettable night and you're going to have a great time.
All right. Well, Clean Comedy. Clean Getaway Comedy. I want to make sure that's right. And that's at cleangetawaycomedy.com. You can't miss that. And we'll share the link on the website at outofbondage.com if you miss it. And that's going on August 18th.
The show starts at 8. The doors open at 7:15, and there's going to be a line beforehand. I know there was last time.
And tell us where it's going to be. It's going to be at...
This is happening at the Bridge Church, which is on Market Street behind Fort City Java.
Okay.
Where Carolina Farming used to be.
So kind
of right before the heart of downtown. It's a great, fun venue. Perfect for comedy. I'm talking low ceilings, dark, compact. It's going to be fantastic. I know I keep saying that a lot, but
again, take it from me. It was a fantastic show. And now I understand how you search for your comedians. They're very polished. I've been to a lot of professional comedy shows in my history. And this to have a clean comedy experience that is as professional without all of the extra, it's great. So that's John Feltz. And, you know, please plug your website, too, because you're funny, dude. I mean, really, you're real funny.
You're too nice. So how it kind of started is that I do comedy as well. Obviously, I travel all over the country performing. And when I got my start, I just performed as many local gigs as possible as I could in Wilmington.
Uh-huh.
And most every local place has already had me. So I thought, well, what do I do next? So I just started bringing in comedians that I trust, comedians that I've worked with, and
mm-hmm.
comedians who have been recommended to me. And once I ran out of those, I just started doing my own research, finding just the best and top names that I could find. So that's kind of how it got its start and kind of how it began. But yeah, my website is just an easy website as well. It's just johnfeltzcomedy.com.
Mm-hmm.
If it's easier for you, you can also just punch me into YouTube. JohnFeltzComedy.com. You can also find some of my old work at CleanGetawayComedy.com as well.
All right. Well, thank you, John, for coming on the Out of Bondage Music Radio Show. And we were glad to have you. And I hope that the show turns out to be a real huge success for you.
Oh, thank you so much. We can't wait.
Okay. Bye-bye.